Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Temple for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Power moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland, who is chasing the ball. Tuttle reaches third base with a triple. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Grant reaches second base with a double. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple bunts towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grant moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Grant tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. Francona moves to second. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Lump reaches second base with a double. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Hauser moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Carey reaches second base with a double. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grant takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple bunts towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. Grant moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grant scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Herbert's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a line drive into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauer strikes out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaborn hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Haywood Sullivan. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Carey moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Carey moves to third. Pilarczyk moves to second. Lou Klimchuk pinch hits for Dick Hauser. Bob Allen now pitching. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Lou Klimchuk. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Carey scores. Pilarczyk moves to third. Lump moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Pilarczyk scores. Lump moves to third. Essigian moves to second. It's 3-2, Athletics. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Johnson now pitching. Joe Pignatano now catching. Wayne Causey now playing shortstop. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn, who is chasing the ball. Power reaches third base with a triple. Phillips goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Ed Rakow now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Power scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Bond now playing right field. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornberry strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Pignatano and he is out, Causey applying the tag. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer, who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Francona goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Indians. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Pearsall. The throw to Rakow covering the plate. The slide. Pearsall is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Posada pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Larson pinch hits for Ed Rakow. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.